Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificant Mikey. And first thing up first, I've had a couple people ask me if I'm worried about Fortnite. I'm sure some of you guys heard over the last couple of days that you've heard the official news that, you know, Epic Games, the makers of Fortnite, are officially being sued in Korea. Am I worried about it? No, I'm not worried about it at all. Fortnite is going to continue to go on as a game. They're still making, you know, the most money in the world out of any games right now. And anybody that wants to try to sue Epic Games and the Fortnite team, I don't think they really have a leg to stand on, because there's other games that were already out like this before, and there's already items in plenty of games like this before. If they're talking about items that are similar, pretty much every shooter game has, you know, when they're basing their guns off of, you know, realistic world type of weapons, every game has them. You can go back to, you know, any of the Call of Duty games, any of the Counter-Strike games, you're going to see that most of the weapons look pretty similar because they're basing them off of real life type of military weapons. So I don't think that's going to hold up in any sort of court. And it's not even happening in America where Epic is from. It's happening where another company is from in Korea. And even there, I still don't think that it's gonna lead to anything. And you know, again, Epic Games, they have so much money right now. I'm sure they're not too worried about it. So let's move on from that. Since I had some people ask me about that and message me about it directly, I just wanted to kind of let you guys know what my thoughts on that were. But let's get into some fun stuff for Fortnite. Let's see here. Let's talk about the Blitz Showdown that is going on right now. Again, I've played a few matches of the Blitz Showdown. My first two matches I played in were pretty bad. I ended up in like the 40s and the 30s for my placement. So that's not too good. It's not bad, but it's not good in terms of how many points you get. The rest of my matches that night, I did like four or five more matches, and I got top 10 in each of those matches. So I got some more points, made up for those bad finishes. But again, you can also make up for bad finishes by getting eliminations. You get 3 points per elimination. Now, when I was streaming, somebody came in and was watching the stream, and I was actually hanging out around the edge, just hiding, letting some other people who were battling, just let them battle it out and eliminate each other. And then they came in the stream and let me know, like, hey, you know, this one also counts eliminations as well, not just your placement. And yeah, I do realize that. But the suggestion I want to give everybody is go for the placement, though. If you're going to get yourself in a situation where you see some other people battling and you're not in a good position to go, you know, get those eliminations yourself, I would just hang back, keep yourself alive, don't give away your position, and let yourself be found out, because those people that you see battling, they might not be the only people in the area. There might be other people in the area who are hiding in a building or in another fort that you don't see. So, and if you're not able to get those eliminations right away, then you just gave up your position, both to the other people who are battling, or somebody else you saw that was too far away, or, you know, people who you didn't know were in the area. Now, again, these eliminations, they're only worth 3 points, you know, per elimination. And when you get into the later stages, it's a pretty big difference from what one elimination worth between what one placement is worth. Let me pull that up again. I don't have it here. Sorry. Real quick, we'll pull up what the scoring, what your placement is for scoring, just so that we know how much those eliminations are worth and if it's really worth it to go for one if you're not in a good position to get your eliminations. So let's see here. We have the score board here. So say you end up in So like I said, in one game I ended up in the 30s, right? So that placement is worth only 40 points. But once you reach 10th place, you're automatically going to get 60 points. So that's 20 points right there worth of points towards your overall score. So now if you're going to make that up with eliminations, say you would need 7 eliminations just to make up that difference if you got eliminated that early in the game. It might be, a little bit more action-oriented if you're doing that. But again, you're putting yourself in a lot more danger. And is that elimination, especially if you're only going for one elimination, is that one elimination, that 1-3 points, is that worth going after if you know if you hang back, you can keep yourself alive and get yourself in the top 10 and guarantee yourself 60 points? Again, 20 point difference. So I would say I would rather hang back and get myself a higher placement. Now, if you end up getting, 7-8 kills, 9-10 of them, and you end up winning the game, then that's really great, obviously, because you're going to get more than 100 points for that match. But it's not necessary to do so. Again, so let's see here. So even if you're going from 10th place to 7th place, three places, that's a difference of 15 points. So at 10th place, you get 60, but at 7th place, you get 75 points. That's a difference, again, of 15 points. That means you would need at least 5 eliminations to make up those 15 points. And now we know from the last showdown tournament they did that the average eliminations for the top 100, so everybody in the top 100, when you average out how many eliminations they got per match, was 5 eliminations per match. So it's not like the top 100 players were going crazy with how many eliminations they're getting. It's not just about getting the eliminations and getting that action. It's about also playing a smart strategy, keeping yourself alive so you can get those extra points for the for your placement. And again, you're getting a lot more points per your placement than you are per elimination. Okay, so there we got that. Let's see what else we gonna cover today. We are going to cover the tip I have for you today is to weather the storm. And what I mean by that is, we know the storm is a dangerous place. As I always say at the end of the episode, don't get lost in the storm. And I want to help you not get lost in the storm, but don't be afraid of the storm. You can weather the storm by, if you have bandages, if you have a med kit, you can keep yourself alive in that storm, especially early game. In the early game, that first storm, if you get lost in the storm, if you get stuck in the storm, it's only doing 1 damage per tick per second. So it's really not doing that much damage to you. So don't panic, especially if you have bandages. You can run yourself back out of the storm using those bandages, every once in a while to get your health back up again. You're only going to be able to max yourself out at 75, but especially those first 2 or 3 circles, you should be okay if you get stuck in the storm. And if you're a more advanced player and you are not too scared of the storm, even if you're a beginner, try this out. You can hang around the edge of the circle, and when the storm does close, you can keep yourself in the storm for a while, and other people who are panicked, they're going to run out of the storm, and this gives you an opportunity to loot some of the places that might be around that edge area that are inside the storm. So you can pick up any loot that other people miss. Sometimes you find some good shields in there. You might find some other great weapons. It's a good strategy, because some players are not going to be expecting you to be in the storm either. So when you come out of the storm, you might be sneaking up behind them. They have their back to the storm because they think they're safe. They didn't realize that you were in there. You'll know that you are safe, especially again those two or three, there's first two or three circles. You know, as long as you have some bandages to heal yourself up afterwards, or especially a med kit so that you can get yourself back up to 100, then, you know, I would say it's okay to, you know, hang in there, weather the storm a little bit, search around, see what other kind of good loot you might find. It's not the end-all be-all if you get stuck in the storm. You can even hang out in the storm for a little bit. Again, you don't want to hang out there too long because you will start taking damage. And if you hang out in there too long, even using the heal yourself method before you get eliminated by the storm, if you hang out there too long, you're going to run out of time when the next storm starts moving. Then that the next storm is going to start doing even more damage to you, and you might be even farther away from the next circle, and it's going to, you know, you're not going to make it running that far to get back out. So hang out there, you know, for a little bit, but not too long. So there's that tip. What else do I want to get to today? I don't get these every day, but someone asked me recently to cover what we got in the item shop. Actually, at the time I'm recording this episode, the new daily items just went up, so you basically almost have all 24 hours left still to download these things as the time I'm recording this episode, so I'll go ahead and go over them today. So for the featured items, we actually get 2 days for these, and these are really cool. They have the new jailbird gear stuff, and so that comes with, you can get the Rapscallion skin. It's the female skin. She looks like, you know, she's breaking out of prison. She's got the prison stripes on. She's got a beanie on, like the raccoon mask on. And if you get the Rapscallion skin, she'll come with the burgle bag, and this looks like a little bag that's got like a hook on the back and some like looks like a map for plans and some other items you would use for burglarizing in that bag. The other skin that you can get right now for featured items is a scoundrel. This is the male version. Again, same deal. He's got on prison stripes, beanie, raccoon mask. And for his backpack, if you get him, he comes with a strong box. So it's like a little, his backpack looks like a vault. And that's pretty neat. I like both of these. They're pretty cool. The other jailbird set stuff that you can get, they have the Starry Flight, and this is a glider. It looks like a flying carpet. It's got like a painting on it that, looks kind of like, I can't think of the name right now, but the Starry Night, like from Vince Van Gogh. And, but this is a painting of Tilted Towers. And then we have a harvesting tool, a pickaxe, which is, this one is called Night Owl, and it looks like a staff, and it has an owl on the top. Looks pretty neat. The other daily items you can get right now is, it's called Breakin'. It's a emote, it's a dance, and they do a cool little break dancing move here. Let's see here, you can get the Midnight Op skin right now, you can get the Tidy emote, you can get the Brilliant Striker skin, you can get the Plunja harvesting tool, and you can get the Snow Squall glider. So those are some items you can get. Let's see here, yeah, there wasn't anything else I wanted to cover, so yeah, we covered what we got on we covered some, you know, news about Fortnite. We got our tip for the day for weathering the storm. We have, let's see here. Oh, the other thing I wanted to mention, a tip actually for, completing the rest of these, season 4 week 5 challenges. So we went over the disco ball, how to raise that disco ball. We went over how to follow the treasure map found in Greasy Grove, and the other ones, again, they're pretty self-explanatory. You know, get the minigunner light machine gun eliminations, 2 of those, eliminate opponents in Lucky Landing 3, and then use a vending machine 3, search Chess and Dusty Divot 7, and deal damage with the SMG to opponents 500. Now for all 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of those, I would suggest playing some of like the Blitz Squad or the 20v20, because you know those settings right now, when you are harvesting materials, you get extra. So especially for like something like using the vending machine, you know, you'll get extra materials when you're playing blitz mode. So it's pretty easy to gather enough materials to use a vending machine, even if you end up running into like you know, an epic or legendary type of vending machine that takes a lot of materials to use. You can gather up that much pretty quick when you're playing in blitz mode or the 20v20. Let's see. Yeah, I think that's everything I wanted to cover today, guys. Let me check real quick here. Do we have anything from you guys in the iTunes reviews? I feel like I checked here earlier today and I remembered there being a new one, but let me double check. Because I definitely want to shout you guys out and give you thanks for all the love you've been sending me here. Let's see here. In fact, there's even, yes, we do have a new one. This one is, it's titled Epic, and it's from Jess112290. Jess says, I listen to all previous podcasts and am caught up. Please add me at red_warrior231. All right, Jess, I'm going to do that, right after I get off of recording the episode here. I'll add you. You didn't say if it was on, you know, if that's your Epic Games account or PS4, so I guess I'll try both. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for the 5-star review. Let's see. Oh, yeah, one more thing I wanted to mention, give you guys a big shout-out again. That actually reminds me what Jess says here about listening to the previous podcast and getting all caught up. Actually, so at the time that I'm recording this episode, as I've said now, actually we are going on 5 days of over 1,000 downloads a day now. So 5 days in a row of over 1,000 downloads a day. That's awesome. And that's including today, you guys. I'm recording this episode right now, so at the time when you hear this, I haven't even posted this episode yet at the time I'm recording this. So that means I've already gotten 1,000 downloads just today without even a new episode being up. That means that tells me a lot of new listeners are finding the show and going back and listening to all those previous episodes. So that's really awesome as well. Again, I'd love to hear from you guys. You know, go to those... look in the show notes and find the links to my Twitter and my Twitch. I'd love to chat with you guys and figure out how you guys are finding the show, because again, I haven't told any friends or family besides my wife that I started doing this podcast and streaming on Twitch. So I think it's great that people are finding the show and finding my stream. So I'm just curious how you guys are finding it. I find it interesting, and again, so thankful for all you guys. That's all I have today, so until tomorrow, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.